Brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
It's good to be with you once again and to talk about God's word.
很高兴又和大家聚在一起，一起讨论神的话语。
Early this morning, as I was thinking about the message and praying for this time, I couldn't help but thank God for each one of you.
今天早上当我在就是思考我要讲的道的时候，我忍不住想起你们每一位的弟兄姊妹。
And then to be able to worship with you and to sing the songs that we did this morning in worship.
今天早晨我们一起唱了很美好的诗歌和大家在一起。
I can only say to you, God is good all the time.
我只能对大家说，天父是永远是美好的。
We never know what a day or a week or a month will bring, but God is faithful and He does not fail.
就说我们不知道哪一天我们会见证到神的一切的恩待，但是这一天一定会到来。
Someone has said that a picture is worth a thousand words.
有一句俗语说，图像胜过一千句话语。
Indeed, the passage of scripture that we read this morning has many insights for us as well.
我们今天早晨读到的经文里面有很多内在的话语。
It's God's word that paints a picture for us to know how we are to live for Him.
是神的话语是我们描绘出一幅图画，我们应该如何活在它里面。
I would encourage you this afternoon or even this week to continue to read the whole chapter from verse 1 through the end of the chapter again and again.
我鼓励大家这个礼拜或者今天结束以后回家把这整个提摩太后书多读几遍。
A few years ago when I had the privilege to visit China, one of the ways that we made friends with the people that we were trying to build a relationship was to take a picture of them.
他说我曾经访问过中国，那时候记得大家要建立友谊的话，有一个方法就是共同一起照一张相。
It was an instant picture that would print instantly and we would then hand it to them.
当时还有一种保罗来的照相机，就是拍了以后照片马上会出来，当时就可以给所有这些人。
It was our way of trying to begin a conversation with them.
这是我们当时一种方法，和那些人就建立关系，开始谈话。
In the same way, this passage from 2 Timothy is a picture that Paul writes to us.
这提摩太后书我们刚才读到的这一段经文，就是保罗给我们大家照了一张相。
And he wants to have a conversation with us.
他想和我们建立谈话。
So let's begin and let me take apart this passage for you just briefly.
我现在来给大家简短的回顾一下这一些经文，就是刚才念到的这段经文。
Second Timothy is Paul's last will and testament to his spiritual son Timothy.
提摩太后书是保罗写的关于提摩太的最后一本书。
Paul is writing from a prison in Rome.
保罗写这封书信的时候，他正在罗马的监狱里面。
Paul imparts his final words of wisdom and encouragement to Timothy.
他用神的智慧话语写信给提摩太。
And Timothy at that time was ministering during a time of hardship and opposition in Ephesus.
那时候提摩太呢，在一个地方牧养一个教会，这情况很艰苦。
Paul is expressing and stressing the importance of living for God.
保罗在书信里面呢，强调和主在一起的重要性。
As a matter of fact, he says, preach the word in season and out of season.
他就是说，不管是在这个季节之内，或者过了这个季节，都要和主在一起。
Always, what he's basically saying is always be ready to talk about God's love.
他实际要表达的意思就是我们永远要和主在一起，能够体会到主对我们的爱。
Underlining all this, Paul is simply saying,
所以这些呢就是保罗实际上在说。
It is the importance of the word of God.
这是最重要的是主的话语。
The only foundation strong enough to withstand persecution from without and within as well.
在主的话语里面我们可以得到救赎。
I'm sure that as you have been a Christian, you have found that God's word oftentimes brings you comfort and encouragement in the hardest times.
我想大家作为基督徒一定经历过这样的时刻，就是主的话语给我们带来信心，带来坚强。
In those moments when we do not have from our own wisdom or understanding what to do, we turn to God's word and His truth gives us instruction.
往往就是我们没法解决的问题时，我们就读圣经，神的话语会给我们带来智慧，解决的方法。
It gives us purpose for living.
它给了我们活下去的目的。
In the second chapter, the believer is presented in 8 different aspects.
第二点呢，就是作为信徒，他有八个方面。
We're going to take a look at those 8 aspects very quickly this morning.
今天早晨我们要很快的来过一遍这八个方面。
As you read the entire passage, you will see that Paul talks about a son.
我们首先看到保罗谈到那个他的儿子。
A steward.
A steward 就是什么东西？
A servant.
一个仆人。
A soldier,
一个士兵
；an athlete,
一个体育运动的这体育竞选这就是体育运动员
；a worker,
一个工人，一个神父
；a vessel for God's glory,
然后一艘船就是能够承载着主的话语
；and again the servant,
然后是主的仆人。
Well, let's begin and look at these 8 things very quickly.
我们很快的来过一下这八件事情。
The believer as a son,
就是作为主的圣徒，他实际上是主的儿子。
Paul starts out by calling Timothy my son.
所以保罗在书信里面叫提摩太我的儿子。
Paul thinks of Timothy as his son because it was through Paul's ministry that Timothy came to know the Lord.
因为提摩太当时是通过保罗的教会认识主的，所以保罗就称他为我的儿子。
Paul thought of Timothy as his son in the faith.
所以保罗认为在信仰上面，提摩太是保罗的儿子。
It is important for us to remember that every believer is a child of God by faith.
所以我们大家应该明白，我们每一位信仰者在主里面，我们都是主的孩子。
We are not children of God by natural birth.
我们尽管不是主亲自生下来的孩子。
Or because our parents are believers.
或者我们的父母是不是信仰耶稣，都没有关系。
Turn too many pages here.
Too many pages.
How many of you today were born saved?
我们有多少人生下来就是好像得到保障的？
The answer is none.
没有一个人是这样的。
We are saved by God's grace through faith.
我们都是被上帝的恩惠慈爱所。
And it's of no merit of our own.
不是靠我们自己的本事。
We are saved by grace, we stand in grace, and we walk in grace.
我们成长在救恩里面，我们就是得到主的救恩。
Let that just meditate in your mind for a little bit. It's God's grace, and it's nothing that we could ever do that gives us a right standing with Him.
我们可以在脑海里面想象一下，除了主的恩惠，没有东西能够使我们带来就是我们的信仰。
I am amazed at how grateful I am that God's grace every day changes my life.
我常常就是觉得很惊讶，主的恩惠慈爱，它天天改变了我的生活。
Again, let me say it. We are saved by grace.
我再说一遍，我们是被主的慈爱所拯救。
We stand in grace.
我们站在主的慈爱恩惠里面。
And we walk by grace.
我们就是带着主的恩惠慈爱走掉。
The second thing that we see in this passage of scripture is the believer as a steward or a servant.
就是第二点我们要看到，就是我们是主的信徒，我们实际上呢也是主的仆人。
As a Christian, God has entrusted with us something.
作为基督徒，耶稣呢，对我们有某种信任。
Christianity is not something that we get for ourselves and keep to ourselves.
这个基督，这个我们讲的基督教，并不是我们可以据为己有的一种东西。
We are servants of the spiritual treasure that God gives us.
我们实际上是把主对我们的宝贵的这些东西都作为仆人来侍奉他。
It is our duty to invest what God has given us in the lives of others.
我们应该把主给我们的恩惠慈爱投身到别的他们的那些生命里面去。
The book of 2 Timothy is all about an old preacher, Paul.
所以这个提摩太后书呢，都是往往就提到保罗。
Investing his spiritual knowledge in a younger preacher named Timothy.
就说保罗呢，他把自己对主的所有的信仰知识都投资到这个提摩太的身上。
All down through history, God's truth has been made known to other believers by other believers.
在历史上就是这样，一代一代的信仰者把主的知识和信仰传递给一代又一代的信仰者。
May I say it another word this morning?
我再提一句话，我们今天早上要说的。
Every one of us in this journey have the privilege of telling somebody else about Jesus.
我们在人生的旅途中，每一个人都应该把主的福音传递给别人。
It doesn't matter how little or how much you know about God's word.It's simply to tell about His love.
不管我们年龄有多大或者怎么样的情况，我们都有责任有义务传福音。
I am overwhelmed when I stop and think about how much God loves us, and all He wants of us is to tell others about that.
我往往想起我们身上的责任，想起主爱我们，我们要出去传福音，我就非常激动。
A number of years ago, I had the privilege of being asked to speak at a lounge, a bar.
Okay, 有一次呢，几年以前，我有机会到一个酒吧去跟你讲道。
It was an unusual place to go and to be asked as a Christian to come and speak.
那不是一个寻常我们牧师可以去讲道的地方，大家知道。
I went into the bar that evening. It was very dark, and people were milling around.
那个是一个非常灯光暗暗的酒吧，很多人都乱七八糟坐在那里。
After a short period of time, the bartender turned on some spotlights, like are here on the platform.
过了一会儿，这个酒吧的那个酒保就把那个灯，舞台上的灯开了，很亮，照着我。
And he said, "We have someone who's going to speak about something very important tonight."
他就对酒吧的那些顾客说，今天晚上我们请到一个人给大家讲非常重要的事情。
Now, I don't know about you, but I was very nervous in that situation.
所以我不知道大家如果遇到我这样的情况会怎么样，我当时是非常紧张的。
It was not a place that I attended.
那不是一个我寻常去的地方。
And there I was to tell people about Jesus' love.
但是我要在这样的状况下给大家讲耶稣对我们的爱。
The gentleman gave me, he said, you have 10 minutes to tell people what is the message that's on your heart.
那个酒保都跟我讲，你有十分钟可以向这些人讲讲耶稣的事情。
Can I confess to you that I couldn't remember what John 3:16 said or Romans 3:23? I was so nervous.
我当时把所有平时烂熟于胸的金句全部都忘记了，我太紧张了，因为。
But I began to speak, and I told people about somebody that loved me far beyond what anybody else has ever loved me.
但是我开始我的演讲就是说，有一个人，他比世界上任何人都更加爱我，他就这样开始了。
And I told them how they could know that person as their friend as well.
然后他告诉所有酒吧里那些人，他们也可以认识这样一个无限爱他们的人。
After that 10-minute period, the lights came back on and the people did what they were doing in the bar.
然后十分钟讲完以后，那个灯光又头顶上的灯又灭了，然后酒吧里又跟原来一样的情况，大家又各做各的事情。
A lady came up to me and said, "That book that you had on your lap that you were holding, what book was that?"
然后这是有一个妇女走上前来问我，她说你这个膝盖上面放的一本书，那是一本什么样的书？
I said it's my Bible.
他说这是我的圣经。
It's the book that tells us about God's love.
他说这一本书是告诉我们关于神对我们的爱。
And she said to me, just in return, can I have it?
然后这个女的就回答他说我能不能拥有你这本书。
So let me be honest with you. It's a Bible that was given to me by a special friend. It had a special inscription in the front of the Bible that was signed to me as well.
我老实告诉大家那本圣经是一个朋友送给我的礼物封面上还写了给我的题词这是对我来讲是比较特殊的一本圣经。
In that moment, a few moments, I thought, it's my Bible. I don't want to give my Bible away. And she said to me again,Can I have your book?
然后 他就当时自然就反映出来说这是我的圣经我不能给你啊。结果那个女的还是坚持说我能不能拥有你这本圣经。
And I said, yes, you can have it, and I handed it to her.
然后他就这个像 Stephen, Stephen, Pastor Stephen 就说可以你就拿去吧他就把那圣经给了那个女的。
But the truth of the matter was, I had many Bibles in my car that I'd brought along.
实际上我在车里面带了很多本圣经我带来的
But she said to me, can I have your book?
但是这个妇女就要求我手里这一本圣经
And so as the evening went on and it was time for me to leave, I talked to a few other people
然后就一个晚上就这么过去我和其他几个人也分别交谈了一下
This lady was standing at the door as I was leaving
我离开这个酒吧的时候呢这个妇女就站在门口等着我
And she said, here's your book back I just wanted to see if you were real
她说这本圣经我还给你我只不过想看一看你是不是真心的相信耶稣
Brothers and sisters, people are looking for God's love and they just want to know if His love in our life is real
所以弟兄姊妹们大家要知道很多人相信耶稣他们看我们是不是真的信仰耶稣
We are to be servants of the word
我们实际上是这个世界的仆人
But let me hurry on There's another word that I see in this passage of scripture The believer is a soldier
然后这一段圣经我们刚才念过的这里头另外有个词我也跟大家讲一下
A soldier
就是一个士兵
A soldier endures hardness
OK, 士兵呢就是说大家知道是可以打仗的。
Serving is not a soft job.
做仆人不是一个简单的事情。
It requires endurance.
然后你需要一种坚韧的性格。
A soldier avoids worldly entanglements.
然后士兵又是另外一回事。
He's totally committed to his commanding officer.
然后做士兵他是完全服从他的长官的。
Christian soldiers magnifies Christ.
然后我们作为基督的士兵呢，也是完全要服从耶稣的。
A soldier thinks of the whole army, not himself.
士兵呢想就服从的不但是上帝，而且他要跟所有的他的同队士兵一起成长。
You don't run away the first sight of the enemy.
你看到敌人的时候，不可以自己转身逃跑，要想到整个部队。
We have no excuse.To vacate what God has given us the opportunity to do.
我们不可以在上帝给我们机会的时候我们逃走，不可以。
We must be a faithful soldier.
我们要成为一个忠诚的士兵。
Another word that I find in the passage of Scripture is the believer is an athlete.
然后这圣经里面另外讲到一个词呢，就是我们信仰者实际上是一个运动员。
Paul uses athletic illustrations in his epistle.
保罗在这个圣经里面就用这个比喻。
Such as wrestling, boxing, running.
就像那个摔跤手或者那个长跑的人或者是拳击手一样。
And exercising.
他们都是在进行体育竞跑的这种人。
Paul told Timothy to obey the rules.
然后保罗呢要求提摩太呢就是要遵守比赛的规则。
Maybe you remember from history the name of Jim Thorpe.
历史上有一个人大家可能记得他叫 Jim Thorpe.
He was a great Olympic athlete.
他是很伟大的一个奥林匹克的运动员。
He had to forfeit all of his medals because he had broken the rules.
他就是因为 broken its rules.
Broken.
他失去了所有的奖章，因为他就破坏了规则。
Today's athletes are about the same as well.
今天的那些竞技的运动员也是这样。
Steroids, performance enhancing drugs.
他们呢就是吸毒对吗？然后就打那种兴奋剂，为了赢得他们的奖章。
They're cheating. They're taking shortcuts.
他们欺骗，他们想走捷径来赢得名誉。
When Paul wrote Timothy, he said to him,
当保罗写信给提摩太的时候，他这么说。
There weren't very many in the stands rooting him on.
就说你要跑的话呢，你要忠实的跑，要往前跑。
They had deserted him and they had left him.
如果你做那些不好的事情的话，就是体育规则就把你留下来，就把你背叛了。
The Bible is God's rule book for us to live by.
圣经是耶稣给我们的一本规则，也是我们体育竞技的规则一样的。
And we are instructed to use it in a wise way.
我们被指示要很聪明的来运用这些规则，读这个圣经。
Another word that I find in the passage is the believer as a farmer.
然后他提到这个圣经的另外一个词呢是农夫。
Every one of you as Christians have a particular thing, task to perform that God's given you.
我们作为基督徒，每一个人，上帝都分配给我们任务。
You say, Pastor Jay, what is that?
然后你们可能问，哎 ，Pastor Jay， 这是什么东西给我们每一个人的任务
？Let me suggest four things to you that every one of us can find as a task that we can do one way or another.
他说我来告诉大家有四件事情可以作为一个测试，测试我们是不是农夫。
Some plow.
有的人呢他是耙地的，就把地耙。
In other words, they prepare the ground. So some of you, as you share about Jesus' love, you're preparing the ground.
就有的人呢专门是要传讲福音，就好比农夫把大块的土块耙碎。
Some sow.
有的人呢他是播种的。
You plant the seed.
你们就把那个种子播撒下去。
And there are some who water.
有人呢是浇水的。
And then there are others who have the privilege of bringing the harvest in.
然后最后一些人呢，他们就是收获的。
Isn't it interesting that God has given every one of us a task, and it fits into one of these four areas?
然后是不是很有意思？上帝给我们每个人都分配了任务，我们每个人做不同的事情。
Plowing, sowing, watering, and harvesting.
有的是就是耙土，有的是那个撒种，有的是浇水，有的是收获。
But let's hasten on in our passage of scripture because there's another word as you look at it, and that is a believer as a worker.
然后另外一个圣经里面提到的这个词呢，是我们信仰者是一个工人。
A workman must know his work.
这个工匠呢，都是要做自己的事情。
A bricklayer must know how to lay bricks.
作为一个砌砖的人，你要知道怎么样砌墙。
A carpenter needs to know how to read blueprints.
如果你是一个木匠的话，你要知道怎么样看懂这些木工的图纸。
A plumber must know how to put a faucet in as a task.
如果你是水管工的话，你要知道怎么样安装水龙头。
And thus, we as believers need to know the work that God has called us to.
所以我们作为信仰者，我们要明白上帝给我们指派的每个人的工作。
Some plow, some sow.Some water and some harvest.
这就讲到农夫刚才四个工作，有的人是松土，有的人是浇水，有的人撒种，有的人收获。
Two more words quickly.
还有很快有两个字。
The believer as a vessel.
作为一个信仰者，就像一艘船一样。
A vessel is to display the glory of God.
他这个。他是讲的这个 vessel 是器皿的意思，器皿呢就是可以表达出神的慈爱。
If a vessel is unusable,
如果这个器皿可以用的话，
it should be made clean.
它应该洗得很干净。
Let me ask you a question again that you can answer in your own mind. Would you rather drink from a silver cup that is dirty or an old mug that is clean?
我来问你们大家一个问题，你不用回答，自己心里想就好了。你愿意喝水，把这个水装在一个很肮脏的银器里头呢，还是宁可喝一个木头做的杯子，但是很干净？
God commands us to depart from sin and from our self-will.
上帝要我们清除我们的就是我们的罪过。
I am thankful that God makes us a clean vessel.
我很高兴这上帝帮我们制成了一个干净的器皿。
The last word that we see in the passage is a believer as a servant.
然后最后我们要讲到一个词呢，就是我们信仰者实际上也是做一个仆人。
We are God's bond servant.
我们是和上帝签有盟约的一个仆人。
Here's the paradox from this passage.
这里面讲到的道理在这里。
A soldier is to fight, but a servant is to be gentle.
作为士兵呢，你要有很大的作战能力，但是你作为仆人呢，你要很温柔。
So our message of love is a gentle grace that we offer to those who are on the journey with us.
所以耶稣的恩爱慈惠呢，就是和伴随着我们走我们的道路。
My closing question again this morning is this: What kind of believer are you?
我今天要结束我的讲道之前，我提一个问题，大家想一想，你将要作为一个什么样的？
Are you a believer that is totally yielded to whatever God desires for your life?
你作为一个基督徒信仰者，你到底是不是准备完全信仰耶稣的话语？
God help us to be that type of person.
上帝会帮助我们成为这样的人。
Amen.
Amen.